You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 17. I read, "The merciful man does good for his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh." When it comes to the issue of showing people's mercy, it is actually yourself that you are doing good unto. First, you must understand what is mercy. Mercy means that you are within your right to give judgment. Mercy means that you have no obligation to show it. Mercy means that this person deserves the judgment. Yet, in spite of all of that, you have chosen to be merciful. Today, many people are not merciful. People are evil. People will deal with you. People will go against you. But what many do not know is that when you show mercy, you are actually showing mercy to yourself. You know, the Bible says that the merciful man does good for his own soul. Look at what Jesus said. "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." The scripture is so consistent, and the scripture is one. That mercy you are showing, that mercy you show, is for yourself. You see, when you understand this, you won't need anybody to persuade you to be merciful. You will understand that you are showing yourself to be merciful. Can I say something to you? You need God's mercy to navigate life. But you see, we don't understand what it means. We don't understand what mercy means. But you need God's mercy to navigate life. When I was in secondary school, I had a little stomach upset. Ordinarily, I would just take water and salt or take Jealousy and I would be fine. But I don't know what came upon me that day. And I was in a backsliding state. I don't know what came upon me. I went to the vice principal and I said, and I pretended that I have troubled stomach ache. And strangely, unlike him, that he would just ask me to go to the school clinic, he gave me exit form. And that was how I traveled home. I was so happy. I was going to relax and enjoy myself. In fact, when I got home, my brother said, "Don't mind him. He has only come to enjoy himself." And he was right. But do you know what? By evening, that little stomach ache became a serious issue. That was a Sunday on a Sunday. By Monday evening, I was already in the theater. I had perforated appendicitis. Did you know many people afterwards who were my colleague died of that thing? I didn't know what I was doing. I was just acting. It was the mercy of God. Perforated appendicitis. Ordinarily, the kind of stomach ache I had, they would simply have given me a drug or something or asked me to relax. But by the time they would realize the seriousness, I will not have the kind of medical intervention I had, because I was taken to a teaching hospital where we have some of the best surgeons that could attend to me. This must have been in 1996. Did you know how many of such incidents that happened that without my own planning, without my knowledge, God had saved my life? I'm just wishing that you will understand what mercy is and how greatly you need the mercy of God. Did you know that the plane that crashed, it could have been your plane? Some people booked ticket not knowing that that plane was going to crash. Brethren, we need the mercy of God to navigate life. It's the mercy of God that brought salvation of Jesus Christ to you. If you really now understand this, you will show mercy. The way we treat each other sometimes, I'm afraid, because it shows that we don't understand what mercy is. I will take him to court. I will do it. I still believe somebody is owing you money. Yeah, I will lock him up. And then you will really do that. You will lock that person in jail. It's because you do not understand the mercy of God. When you yourself will need mercy, my prayer is that you will learn to be merciful. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.